Everything looks wonderful, Trish.
Oh, it's just an old pot roast. It's no big deal, really.
Kids, you eat your dinner, and maybe we can tear into some of our Halloween candy before the trick-or-treating begins. Oh, you too, Billy. Any friend of our Kyle's is a friend of the Owens.
Thanks, Mr. Owen. Could you pass the mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes instead of stovetop stuffing. Insolent imp, by the hellfire of the inescapable underworld, may your soul burn everlasting at the feet of fallen angels.
Oh, is that stovetop? I didn't know. I'll have that.
Annie, could you please pass our guest the stuffing?
Dad, you just like totally embarrassed me.
What?
Honey, your devil thing.
What, just now? Oh, God, Billy. I'm so sorry. You see, Billy, when I was in college, part of my body was taken over by dark forces. Hell, if you ask 3 out of 4 Catholic priests in this town, they'll tell you by Satan himself. And for the better part of 11 years, you know, I really struggled with it. But thanks to the love and support of family and friends, I no longer let it ruin my life. Hey, some people have eating disorders. Some are bad at math. I happen to be possessed by the devil. But I don't mean to be.
He has this occasional outburst, Billy. You know how Mr. Muller has Tourette's syndrome? Well, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
And I thank you for understanding, Billy. Truth is, our kids, well, they don't bring over a lot of company. And we wish they would. We like their friends, no matter what Kyle's sister may tell you.
Well, the last time I brought someone over, Dad, your head spun around during dessert, and you projectile vomited steaming bile on her new Bebe sweater. Then you called her a motherless whore whose father f***s rats in hell.
Oh, God, don't remind me. Oh, sometimes I swear I wish I just had a drinking problem. You know, something I could control.
Oh, honey, did you get around to cleaning out the garage? I wanted to park the car there tonight. You know, hide it from those awful scoundrels during Halloween.
Get f***ed, whore beast. Those who do my evil bidding will rule the night, and the angels of heaven will weep tears of blood when the streets are overrun with the souls of the eternal dead.
Whore beast. Well, now you have just crossed the line this time, mister.
Honey, where are you going? Come back. Whatever I said, you know I didn't mean it.
Sometimes I wonder, Harold Owen, the beast of yours always seems to conveniently show up when it comes time to help me with chores around the house.
I think you're exaggerating.
And I think you use that devil possession of yours as a crutch sometimes.
You know you don't mean that.
Dad, could you please blast the carrots?
Here you go, son.
Thanks, Dad.
You got your homework finished, young man?
Almost.
Well, maybe you'll almost get to go trick-or-treating then.
But, Dad!
But nothing! Defy the Father once and lose your seat in heaven. Defy the Father twice and assume the throne in hell. Defy the Father once and lose your seat in heaven. Defy the Father twice and assume the throne in hell. Defy the Father once and lose your seat in heaven. Defy the Father twice and lose your seat in hell.
Okay, geez, God! It's just a few math equations. I'll do them after dinner. It's no big deal.
Now that wasn't so hard, was it, son? You'll thank me and Belial later, won't you? When you can seek those treats without the unfinished homework hanging over your head.
Kyle, I think I gotta go.
Nonsense, Billy. You haven't even finished your roast yet.
Yeah, stay. Relax, Billy. You and Kyle, you have a great night of fun ahead of you this evening.
Oh, Dad, remember last Halloween when that kid dressed as Van Helsing and he came to the door?
Oh, let's not talk about that, son.
No way. Billy, it was the coolest thing you've ever seen. This kid had this cross around his neck, but it hadn't been blessed by the church or anything. He bought it like a Spencer or something. Anyway, my dad's pupils turned the shade of hellfire, and the kid's cross curled up to the size of a crumpled up Hershey's Kiss wrapper. Then the demon that possesses my father sicked the neighbor's Dobermans on him. It was the coolest thing that happened all night. It was so awesome.
Now, you know I didn't mean for that to happen. Trust me when I tell you it bothers me that Kyle gets such a kick out of it. Wow, somebody's early. Annie, grab the candy bowl. Well, what do we have here?
We're the Powerpuff. Powerpuff Girls.
Well, here's a Twix bar for you, a Snickers for number two, and number three, you get
40 lashes with a serpent's tongue. Your mothers are all scum-spawning Jezebels from the outer dimension. You will bow to the feet of the Dark Lord or die the deaths of 1,000 spring lambs slaughtered, and your souls will be eaten by a laughing band of demons. Join me now, or suffer the wrath of a great god spurned, for soon the earth shall fall, and the streets will run red with the blood of the non-believers.
What? Oh, it happened again, didn't it? Oh, I'm so sorry! Look, I should have told you I'm possessed by the devil, but I don't mean to be! You forgot your candy! Kids!
Ha 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 ha!